This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Italy this evening to participate in the G7 summit in Apulia. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vinay Gavatra said, India has been invited as an outreach country. The Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session tomorrow. In the session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with the leaders of G7 countries, including Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. The External Affairs Ministry has said that India's mission in Kuwait is ascertaining the full details from the concerned Kuwaiti authorities on the tragic fire incident. The ministry said in a statement that those injured are presently admitted in 5 government hospitals and receiving proper medical care and attention. According to hospital authorities, most of the admitted patients are stable. Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh has reached Mangav to oversee the relief measures and facilitate expeditious repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased. Mr. Singh visited Jabar Hospital to ascertain well-being of injured Indians in the fire incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a review meeting on the fire tragedy in Kuwait at his residence in New Delhi. He expressed grief at the loss of lives. He also announced ex gratia relief of 2 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased Indian nationals from Prime Minister Relief Fund. Meanwhile, Kuwait's public prosecutor has started an investigation into the fire incident. The probe aims to uncover the circumstances behind the incident and cause that triggered the deadly inferno. The Kerala government held a special cabinet meeting in the wake of the Kuwait fire mishap. The cabinet has decided to offer a solatium of 5 lakh rupees each to families of the deceased and 1 lakh rupees each to persons who suffered injuries in the fire. A retest of all the 1,563 candidates appeared in the NEET UG examination will be held on 23rd of this month, who got the grace or compensatory marks in the examination. In a notification issued today, National Testing Agency said that it will issue a public notice shortly and will also contact these candidates through email to ensure that they receive the official communication. The NTA said the decision of retest has been taken according to the Supreme Court's observation on the report of NTA's high-powered committee. The grace or compensatory marks awarded to all 1,563 candidates stand withdrawn. Meanwhile, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has refuted the alleged leakage of NEET UG examination papers. He stressed that there is no corruption in the NEET examination. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Pradhan welcomed the decision of Supreme Court on the NEET issue. The Congress Party has demanded a fair investigation under the supervision of the Supreme Court into the NEET examination issue. In a social media post, Mr. Kharge alleged rigging, paper leaks and corruption in the NEET examination. He said after investigation, the culprits should be given the harshest punishment and lakhs of students should be given compensation to save their year from being wasted. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the government is aiming to increase country's defence export to 50,000 crore rupees in the next 5 years. Assuming the charge of this, his ministry today, he said India has already exported defence equipment worth over 21,000 crore rupees, which is historic. In badminton, India's Akarshi Kashyap has advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals of Australian Open in Sydney today. She defeated home favourite Kai Kitteo 21-16, 21-13 in the round of 16. And that is the end of this news bulletin.